Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. I'm calling from a recorded line. This is in regards to an inquiry for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Do I have Ms. Bird on the line?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today, ma'am?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you for asking. Did you or anyone you know come down with meningioma after taking that Depo?
Yes.
Oh, you poor thing. Do you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, let me pull that up for you. Okay, so again, my name is Randy Reese, and it is just like the peanut butter cups, Miss Bird. And we are on a recorded line, and yes, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Okay.
And ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and I do need to ask that one more time. I'm so sorry, it's just housekeeping. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm, but most importantly, for this specific matter, you've not signed any documents with another law firm? Is that a yes? You're willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry again. Now, was this meningioma, was it the brain or the spine? Do you know?
The brain.
Oh, ma'am, what was your date of diagnosis?
It was, one second.
Take your time.
October 9th of 2005.
10-9 of 2005, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Give me 1 second. 10-09-2005. Thank you. Now, what's your date of birth?
11/19/1980.
11-19-1980. You're so young.
Very.
I know, but that's, I know. This depot was supposed to be, the cure-all for you ladies, and didn't quite work out that way. I'm so
Right,
sorry. I
right.
do know. You know what? And on that same note, you are going to have my name and phone number. I'm really, as you will see as we go this, I'm really, even though I'm a man, I'm really, really passionate about this and not letting Big Pharma off the hook for this. So if you do know anybody else, please pass on my contact information so they can talk to me as well.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And now back to your story. And I'm so sorry again that this happened to you. And just to confirm, you did consume, you used the brand injectable Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that was Depo Provera. It wasn't like sub-Q or anything. And you know it was Depo, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Now, within any one of those years that you used the Depo Provera, can you please confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you got diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, now this one's real general. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Before 1992?
No, when did you use Depo? Let's try it that way.
January 18, 2003.
Okay, so January 18th of 2003, you started using the Depo.
Yes.
And when it, so that's, you did use Depo after 92, and obviously you used it before today, right?
No, I stopped in September of 22.
Right, so before today, so September of 22. Okay, so the
Okay,
answer,
right.
so you did use it between January 1st, 1992 and the present date, correct?
Okay, correct.
Yes. Okay. I know it's confusing. It's not your fault.
Yeah,
Trust me,
that
it's
was
not.
confusing.
I go through this every time. Okay. And then to confirm our dates, you started using it January 18th, 2003.
Yes.
And when did you stop, do you think?
September 22nd, 2005.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay, so meningioma is the medical injury we're talking about here. Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And please spell your first name for me.
Shalone.
Shalom?
Yes.
I love it. Please spell your last name for me, ma'am.
Byrd.
Byrd. And you say it, Bird? I'm Reese like the peanut butter cup, so I've. We've heard it all, right, young lady?
Right.
Okay. Now, for your medical records, which we will need to pull, I do need to ask you for your social security number, ma'am.
300-761973.
And that's, I'm going to speak low, 300-761973, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your ad, your email address, I have bshalone@yahoo.com.
Correct.
And then for your, is this a cell phone, 419-392-1789?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
It really doesn't matter.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And what is your address?
4048 Asbury Drive, Toledo, Ohio, 43612.
And is there any apartment number or anything?
Nope, it's a house.
Thank you. And just to confirm, that's 4048 Asbury Drive, A-S-B-U-R-Y, Drive, Toledo, Lucas County, Ohio, 43612?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you took the depo, was it administered by a doctor, medical staff, or did you self-inject?
The doctor.
Okay. And if you had to add up those couple of years that you took depo, what do you think, just give me your best approximate of the total number of shots you got injected. So if you did you do it every 3 months like Pfizer recommended?
Yes.
So you did it 4 times a year?
Yep. It was 2 years and 8 months. So.
Okay. So you probably, if I do the math correct, and you're going to have to help me on that, but that comes out to about at least 10 shots. Does that sound?
Yeah.
Well, all I did was took the 2 years, 8 months that you did it, and I took the 3 months that Pfizer recommends that you got the shot. And so that's 4 times a year, then 8 for the 2 years, and then I just threw in 2 more for the half a year. Does that sound about accurate?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. You added up faster than me.
I do this all day. I do it all day. That's why, Ms. Bird. That's okay. Or I should say I have a little chart. How's that? No, but
okay.
What's the, do you remember the name of the doctor or the medical staff that administered the depo? And I can help. Let's try this another way. Where did you get the depo administered at? Was it a hospital, doctor's office? Where did you go?
It's at the hospital.
Okay. Which hospital was it?
Well, the doctor's office.
Okay.
It was the gynecologist doctor. Her name is Dr. Maria Cassiati in Perrysburg.
Hold on. What's your best guess on how to spell it? Because Google's really good at this.
C-A-C-C-I-O-T-T-I.
T-T-I. And where did you say she's at?
1103 Village Square Drive.
Oh, God, you just could have saved me all that. I found it. Okay, thank you for that. Once you said that, that was okay. She knows it. Thank you. Sorry about that. Let me do some copying and pasting for you here, okay? Because everything is there. There's their address. Now, when you went to Village Square to see Dr. Maria, was that her office?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, let me just copy and pasting. And she is a gynecologist. I see that. She actually has good reviews, too. So I think you're in pretty good hands.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was at her office. So that would be her office. Okay. You already given me the address. They just want clarification. Okay. And then I've got her phone number, too. I have 419-872-3207. That's her direct line, so that'll get her if you have something different.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, was she also the prescribing doctor?
No.
Okay. Who was the prescribing doctor?
Dr. Kyle Weaver.
Kyle Weaver. Is that K-Y-L-E-W-E-A-V-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to type it in rather than you knew it. So let's do it that way. Thank you. Okay. And then where did you see Dr. Kyle at?
St. Charles Hospital.
St. Charles Hospital. Thank you. That's much faster than Google, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you. Right. Okay. I am going to have to go back to Google, though, real quick. Hold on. St. Charles Hospital. Because I'm going to do this more like confirming it with you. Oh, there's several of those. St. Charles Hospital.
You want the address?
Yeah. You're in Toledo, though, right?
Yes. But they're in Oregon.
Oh, they're in Oregon. That came up and I skipped past it. In Bend?
Yeah. Yep. 2600 Navarre Avenue.
What you doing all the way up there?
Actually, it's not that far.
Really?
Nope.
I believe you. Okay.
Nope, not that far. Maybe a 10-minute drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. They're not giving. Okay. I have that on 2500 Neff Road in Bend, Oregon. Is that correct?
Nope. It's 2600 Navarre Avenue.
All right. Let me go back. 2600? Spell that street for me.
N-A-V-A-R-R-E.
R-R-E Avenue.
Yes.
And that's in Bend?
No, it's in Oregon. Oregon, Ohio.
Oregon.
43616.
Thank you. 43616. All right, that's what was throwing me off. I gotcha. All right. Do you happen to have their phone number?
No, not offhand.
I will get it right now. Hold on. You watch me do this. Oh, and I really, you know what? I know this isn't a great subject but to be talking about, but I really do appreciate your lightheartedness on this. It sounds like you've done a good job getting beyond it, let's say.
Right, right.
I mean, what are you going to do, right?
Exactly. There's nothing we can really do.
Okay. Oh, that one's not coming up again. It keeps wanting to take me to... Ohio. Okay, there it is. There it is. Got it. Oh, it's, you know what? It's called Mercy Health also. Did you know that?
No.
It happens all the time. Seriously. Like where I go is part of Regal Medical Group. I never even knew it. And I've been going there for 6 years. I truly never even knew it until one day I was looking at the insurance, you know, how they send you, this is what we did for you and all that, blah, blah, blah. And I was looking on it and I go, what's this Regal Medical Group? And I figured it out. Right. So
oh, wow.
I think it has to do with billing, but I'm not wasting your time. I'm actually typing stuff that I found.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Now, at St. Charles Hospital, is that also where you got treatment?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be doing some more copying and pasting here. And was that Dr. Kyle that also treated you?
Yes.
Okay, let me do some more copying and pasting then. Thank you. There's about three different places I need to put this on there, so thank you for having that information and just bear with me.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Okay. And I've got their phone number. I've got everything we need. And when you got the shot, I'm taking a step back. When you got the shot, did they have it there? In other words, did they get it from the pharmacy at the facility? You didn't have to like go to Walgreens and pick it up or anything?
No, it was at the facility.
Okay. And did you, and that was going back there, was that Dr. Maria?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, thank you. One more copying and pasting. Sorry, bear with me. And okay, so they had it there in house. Well, I've got their address and everything. Okay. And then the medical records would show where they got it from. They might have got it directly from the manufacturer. Who knows? Doesn't even matter. Now, when you got diagnosed, did they perform a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay, thank you.
And a biopsy and a blood test.
I know which one hurt the most. I do. I'm sorry. I do. Okay. And Kyle Weaver, Dr. Kyle, is he a neurosurgeon? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay. Surgeon. Thank you. And prior to you getting the meningioma, had you ever been diagnosed with cancer before?
No.
Okay. And then when you got the meningioma, young lady, what type of treatment did they give you?
The craniotomy surgery.
Oh, you had that?
Radiation therapy, yeah.
I know what that is. Did they, I hate to say it like this, I don't know any other way, but did they mess up your face?
The brain, yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. Oh, my God. Let's get this claim in for you. That's terrible. It really is. It really is.
Nah.
And by talking to you, you would just never know you went through that. Dare I say I'm proud of you for this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. And so you did the radiation and they did the immunotherapy too then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Therapy. Was there any other treatment that I should note here as if that wasn't enough?
No, that was it.
Okay, I know. It's terrible. Okay, and then we got Kyle Weaver, Dr. Weaver. I've got his address, so just more copying and pasting on this. Again, thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
You really are almost done. And then that was St. Charles. You're still there, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you for your patience again. I just want to make sure I have this right, you poor thing. Unfortunately or fortunately, not everybody requires that surgery, and sometimes they just monitor it. So
it's,
I know. That's why I'm cringing here a little bit, because I know what you had to go through, but I'm so sorry.
Right.
So were you hospitalized?
Yes.
Do you know approximate dates that you were hospitalized? Well, we know it was sometime after your diagnosis date. Did they take you in right away?
Yeah, it was only for, what, I think it was like 8 days, but it was basically like outpatient for the treatment.
How many days so they put you in the hospital? Did they put you in like overnight at all?
No, it was just, okay. Outpatient.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Let's do it this way then. I'm going to put receive treatment as outpatient.
Okay.
Which is more common these days. It really is. I'm a bit older than you, and they used to put people in the hospital for anything.
Yeah, I definitely remember that.
Well.
And like right now, it's hard to even stay in long.
Well, I think there's some times where it actually makes sense to let people go home, because I think you feel better at home.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also times where they should keep you. I know one time I had a family member that they kicked out too soon, and the next day we had to go back, and her primary care physician said, why did they let her go in the first place? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, so it does happen. Now, I really only have a couple more questions left. So this one here is concerning the medical records. Can you confirm for me that the medical records do exist, and in the event that we can't get them, you will get them for us and send them over either electronically or by mail?
Yes.
Okay. And we do request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate should happen to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This helps us prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the event we're unable to get a hold of you. So do you have someone that you could give me their first name and their phone number and tell me if they're friend, family, or who they are to you?
Yes, I can.
Okay, please.
My mom, her name is Willie Ann.
Willie Ann?
Yes.
Is there a hyphen in between Willie and Ann?
It's a space.
Oh, a space. I love that. Oh, you yeah. Guys. Okay. And what's Willie Ann's phone number?
419-407-5537. 37.
Thank you. And that's your mom?
Yes.
Okay. And please make sure that your mom would have access to your email in the event that something should happen to you.
Okay.
Okay. And hold on. Let me do a little more copying and pasting on this. And that really is just about it, unless I missed anything. And to confirm your email address, and I know you already did this, but it's bshalone@yahoo.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, young lady. And one more copy paste here. Now, you actually are technically done with this intake, but is there anything else that you would like me to put in here? I do have some blank space, but I will tell you this. There's no pressure here because you've been very thorough. So if you're good, I think we're good, actually.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, let me just look it over real quick and see if there's anything I need to confirm. And have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, good. So this is going to come to you in a second, just as soon as I finish reviewing it real quick, see if there's anything I missed. Looks like we're good. Okay, let me go into my DocuSign. And then, okay, that's coming your way. Give it a second here. And that's going to come via text as well as email. Probably the easiest is to just click on the text message that I'm sending you right now.
Okay.
And that you should have it.
Yep, I just got it.
And then while you're doing that, I am going to prepare a text message for you, giving you my contact information as well. And let me know if you have any questions. And you don't need to click over to the two messages that I'm sending you right now. So if your phone says you just got a message, that's me. Okay.
Okay. Okay, I finished it.
Okay, thank you. I just got the notification. Now, before I let you go, please confirm that you got two text messages. The top one says Ben Martin 84, and that's 214-231-9824. The second one is Randy Reese Depot Claims 949-688-6436. Did you get both of those?
Yes.
Okay. First one is your attorney. Those guys are going to be reaching out to you. Remember I said you're going to get a chance to talk to the attorney? It's basically, you're not going to have to go through this whole intake again. It's basically just going to be introduction, what you can expect. You feel free to ask them any questions. The second one would be obviously me. And again, as I mentioned to you earlier in this call, I do appreciate you participating. And please, please, please pass on my information to any other ladies you know that may have taken the depot. Maybe you run into them at the clinic, or maybe you just know other ladies because you're of that age. If anybody got any sort of illness, please give them my name and phone number, even if they don't have a diagnosis, so that I can talk with them. In your case, just hang tight. You do have an attorney. You are now in this claim. And they do take a little bit of time. They are civil. They're not criminal, so they take longer. But be patient, because of everything that you went through, we certainly want to make sure that you get the right claim for you. And again,
Again,
so if the attorney calls and he doesn't get you, he will leave you a voice message, all right? So no sweat on that. And again, if you have any questions or if you don't hear from them, say give it a week or so, reach back out to me. That's the second text, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Listen, again, I'm really, really sorry that this happened to you, and I really want to thank you for being willing to participate in this. Believe it or not, a lot of ladies aren't. I don't know why. If you don't need the money, give it to a charity. If you do, well, maybe it'll help get you a little justice for everything that you had to go through, because I'm sure not only did it give you a lot of emotional, but I'm sure there was some financial distress there too, Ms. Bird.
Right, right.
I get it. So, having said all that, thank you again, and don't hesitate to reach out if you have questions, and you have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.